Bass Kids and what's his name? Forgot his name. I'm blanking out. That's where it's at though.
I don't even know. Shit, yeah. I'm gonna have you just talking to that mic.
Yep. Shit, testing.
Everything should be cool.
Yeah.
Set it up before, so type shit. All
right.
But yeah, bro. What you been up to other than DJing?
Man. And all that. To be honest with you, is it something good?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, a lot. You know, going out and networking a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, sometimes I'll go out maybe like Friday, Saturday, next week's repeat, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it might come out on one Sunday thing. We're like, okay, there's this event happening. I want to meet this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because talk to this guy. I can possibly talk to this manager for this venue.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to cut the middleman out. Because mm-hmm. you go through middleman, it's just like this whole
too much
bouncing around.
No, that's facts.
So I try to find the route, like the event organizer
mm-hmm.
or the manager of that club or that mm-hmm. venue.
Right.
And get their information.
Right.
And I kind of just plant a seed to where, you know, I'll send them things, maybe mixes, mm-hmm. or I'll invite them to certain things, Leap of Faith,
mm-hmm.
have them come out. Maybe only one person's done that.
But still, you never know. You send the invite, you know, they might pull up and see what's up, and then, you know.
It's true. It's yeah. true.
And yeah. then, so how long have you been in the DJing game?
I started DJing sophomore year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think through junior year in high school, I was still DJing, like camp mm-hmm. parties.
Yeah.
I'd pull up 20, it would be 25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the homegirl. Her name was Alessia Rojas. You know, her mm-hmm. mom, it was on Peruvian Day.
Uh-huh.
And she just sounded like food out the windows. Yeah. Family members, friends would pull up. You know what I'm saying? They're like, you got to have merengue, you got to have salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And then her uncle pulls up, just like, hey, cut this shit up. I was like, what you mean? It's salsa. It's merengue. He's like, you only play salsa when people are drunk. And I was like, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
And then his wife comes up and be like, hey, honey, only play salsa when people are drunk.
Yeah.
But fuck him, though. I remember that by his death.
Damn.
So he gives me a USB.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, a whole bunch of merengue. Damn. Bachata. All that other shit. So I'm just playing merengue the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And at this time, I don't really know how, like, really well to DJ. Mm-hmm. I'm just having play. Fade it out, go on the next one.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you know, I'm producing beats too.
Mm-hmm.
Lost confidence in everything. You know, a whole bunch of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, I'm DJing again, you know, with Nate, you know, at the Hard Rock mm-hmm. Cafe.
Yeah, 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 I think I heard about that. What was that?
That was like 2018.
Yeah, see.
2018. Yeah, yeah. That was 2018.
Nice.
And I still have my Newmark deck at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't care for DJing, mm-hmm. you know? And he had his homie from Wazoo. I'm seeing him play on things, a little tapping the pads out the hot cues. I'm like, shit, ain't got that. And I'm just like, damn,
yeah.
I don't miss it. But mm-hmm. I miss DJing.
Uh-huh.
So then I go to Wazoo. I'm hanging out by myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Lone Wolf, just chilling, doing my thing.
Yeah.
I hang out with this frat called Sigma Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on right on the row, Greek Row. Cool ass people, mm-hmm. high beasts, mm-hmm. you know, cool people. We're all inviting.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get me to join.
Uh-huh.
I'm like 23, 24 at the time. It's just like 2019, 2020, going that time.
Wait, so you went to Wazoo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm like hanging out with these people. The next thing you know, COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I come Damn. Home and I'm still not even a DJ at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, man, family's sick. You know, not sick, but they're old.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to be around. You know, family like this. I'm trying to be out and about,
mm-hmm.
my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are playing house music. They're DJing, checking me to join. I'm drinking with them, hella mm-hmm. inviting.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bro, I'm like 23, 24, bro. Mm-hmm. I only got like a year and a half left. Yeah. There's no point for me to stay in this frat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, they had this thing called Soldier Sign,
mm-hmm.
where you can hang out with everybody, you know, still do what they do,
mm-hmm.
party with them and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Did even a Soldier Sign, just hung out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Became friends with everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember I'm DJing again. Now it's house music. Still didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the music theory down, the theory behind DJing, the mm-hmm. bars, but not to produce, not to mm-hmm. sample things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this one time, you know, I'm like, fuck it. I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I DJ at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Valhalla.
Yeah.
And I'm playing rap music. In the past, you know, I know how to DJ rap music, because mm-hmm. rap music's like, it's almost simple in a way.
Mm-hmm. Explain, like, what's the difference, I guess, from a DJ's perspective? Because I don't really know, mm-hmm. you know?
So, with some people, what they'll do Mm-hmm. They'll tap play. And once they hit a chorus, they'll echo it out and go into the next song. And the beginning of the new song. Mm-hmm. So that's how they people up on they simplify that mm-hmm. in a good way, in good terms. Mm-hmm. Now if you want to really get like, you know, in the depth with it, mm-hmm. then you sample 8 bars from the outro, mm-hmm. you bring that outro and insert it in the intro of the next song. Mm-hmm. And at that point you kind of just reloop the outro and it's just gonna be the beat.
Yeah.
It could be like E40's Tell Me When to Go. Mm-hmm. You sample that beat mm-hmm. and bring it on to a, let's say, Visa song. Mm-hmm. This is not a fire drill. Mm-hmm. And you bring it in, phase it in, boom, mm-hmm. drop it. To me, it sounds simple. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I had to do all that research on mm-hmm. it. But that's, you know, once I figured out that theory, mm-hmm. I was like, well, where else can I take it? Mm-hmm. I come back home, I'm out with people who play house music now, even more. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, you know, shit, I think I might just be back. Mm-hmm. I started DJing that. Mm-hmm. And rap music, I mean, I only have like maybe 2 or 3 gigs mm-hmm. of rap, you know, rap venues. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get back into that, but, mm-hmm. you know, the house music scene, it's vibrant. Yeah. There's so many underground things. Mm-hmm. And I've walked into a warehouse, not even a warehouse, like a shed. Mm-hmm. It was a big ass one. I'm like a farm looking. And they had lights posted up everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, smoke screens.
Damn.
You know, everyone living dressing the way they want to dress. Mm-hmm. You know, motherfuckers doing coke, doing drugs over here in the corner, chilling. Like, literally just vibing, unbothered.
Just chilling.
You know? And they got motherfuckers hitting the little, what's it called? The little whooping cans, mm-hmm. like zombies walking around. You see the funniest shit. But people be chilling. Uh-huh. Motherfuckers on acid, sitting on the wall like
just
this.
Chilling, just vibing.
You give them a pound, they can be a pound too. Just like, mm-hmm. you know, nodding off. Like, yeah. you know, like you're in a game, like mm-hmm. an NPC. Everybody's on their own little vibe.
Yeah.
And you can just be in there doing whatever you do, and no one's giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I think that's what's dope about it. Because you can go through the most roughest day ever, mm-hmm. and if you're one of those people, shit, this is your time to relax and just kick back and really bump music, listen to music.
Yeah.
And cool out.
No, that's facts. I always thought, like, I remember my homie was telling me when we were at an event, he was like, bro, DJs are so filthy. They just play music and get paid for playing music, bro.
Yeah, but that's also it's also, you know, it's a double-edged sword
mm-hmm.
because some venues, they're not gonna pay your worth. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can ask for that amount. Mm-hmm. Say, I only got this amount.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you gotta take the money, right? Mm-hmm. You did it. Mm-hmm. So you gotta demand that step prior.
Yeah.
Or else you're not gonna get paid what you need.
Gotcha.
Now, if you're just doing it for love of music, mm-hmm. those be the best DJs. Mm-hmm. Doing it for the love.
Mm-hmm.
They go out. And they gave you probably one of the best sets they've done in a while mm-hmm. that you probably ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Or they might not give you any type of gratification or validation from.
Mm-hmm.
They might just play you one of the best sets that you probably heard. Somebody in there probably heard. Like, that's probably the best set I heard.
Yeah.
You know, everything measures. Mm-hmm. You do that once you do out of love, but not income.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you it's how do I say it? It's kind of like a spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
A special therapy within yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, I felt good.
Mm-hmm. Heard you.
And then the next 2 times you do it, or next time you do it, you get paid your worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, that was worth it. It just doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on that aspect of it, things go out pretty smoothly.
Heard you. And then after, I'm interested in this. Like, after a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
After a set. And you've been in the club, and it's hella loud in there. Like, on the drive home, do you listen to music or not?
No. Nah. No, sometimes I don't even listen to music at all.
Yeah, see.
Sometimes it gets annoying.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
damn. Because you're running.
I'm running all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's right now. Like, mm-hmm. On the way here, I didn't play any music at all.
Yeah.
It's very good to have, like, those days you don't listen to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're always around music.
Yeah.
So, am I right down my left ear?
Uh-huh.
It's messed up right now. Fun. It's, I can't hear a certain frequency on my left ear.
Bro,
yeah, that's. I was like, once I learned about that, I was like, damn, I should probably wear earplugs.
Yeah, bro, that's the thing about being a DJ or just being surrounded by music. I feel like, bro, because whenever you listen to music, you don't listen to that shit on like medium volume, bro.
Yeah, no,
that shit.
And hikey, how it happened? I was in my room and I was DJing at this time. This was when Skrillex was playing like dubstep, crazy. And I was like, damn, mm-hmm. I'm trying to do dubstep too mm-hmm. in high school. Didn't know the music theory.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am plugging in all these speakers. Yeah. I'm very fond of like good sounding speakers.
Yeah.
And I plug in this speaker the wrong way, and I pop like a flashbang, like a concussion grenade, yeah, later in my room. Fuck. And my left ear, and it started ringing. And that's how it happened. Fuck. So this whole ever since then, I can't hear out a certain frequency just from that saying, that little problem. Damn. I literally get myself a concussion grenade or a flashbang in my own room. Didn't even know it.
When was that? You said in high school?
This was in high school. Like maybe junior year in high school.
Damn.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
And so what made you, I guess, get interested in being a DJ in high school?
Man.
Because you said Skrillex and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Honestly, it comes down to my brothers. My god brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, two individuals who were black, mm-hmm, who have been in the rap scene within Seattle for a long time.
Heard,
you know, they've seen clubs fall. They've seen clubs rise. Mm-hmm. You know, they've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
They've brought Waka Flocka out here. They've brought actually a few artists out here. Even brought them out to Pullman. They, you know, E-40, mm-hmm, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Like, shit, I wish they were here. They knew the information. Only know bits and pieces of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they got me into it. They got me my first controller, that Newmark I used to have.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, you should do something with this. Mm-hmm. You know, make this your business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would do it. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? That's like my first Xbox 360, my, mm-hmm, first PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to, you know, buy for my own food. That shit was dope, you know?
Yeah.
$25 for eight hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
No, I bet. I remember, like, shit, like, the first time I made money off of this shit. That feeling, I feel like, shit, it's like it finally paid off type of thing.
Right.
And I feel like not a lot of people could understand that feeling unless they're, like, on some business, mm-hmm, shit or some hustling shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2024, I guess, what are some goals that you got for, I guess, in store for 2024?
Man, the goals I have for 2024 is to see profit within Leap of Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see more profit in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I read this thing, like, sometimes business owners, they're not going to make anything because you got to pay your people out first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, that's going to stop. I got to make some type of income, mm-hmm, something from it.
Mm-hmm.
So now this year, I've set a goal. We're going to make more profit for Leap of Faith. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do that? Market it out more. Talk to more people. Go, mm-hmm, out, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have vendors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to hit people up. I don't want to hit people up because I want me to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to invite people who are starting up their startup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, clothing brands or vapes, whatever it is. I want to invite them. Tattoo artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have them come in, mm-hmm, and have them vend inside my home base on, mm-hmm, Cap Hill. I would love for that because that's just, and I want to be able to pay out my people who are helping me out. I want to be able to invest in my brand,
yeah,
so I can be able to get, you know, bigger things, mm-hmm, or, you know, make things happen in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things I want. Well, another goal is, you know, get a permit, you know, for the outside because, mm-hmm, I want to throw something in the summertime.
Yeah, that's
really another cool. Would be to do another festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've actually about that my second festival, I think in May. Oh, May shit. Or June. I'll have my second festival.
Coming up.
That's gonna be about an hour away from Spokane. It's gonna be on the east side.
By like Idaho?
Yeah. No, not in Idaho. It's gonna be west of Spokane. So like an hour away from them.
Yeah.
It's called the Better Days Festival.
Hmm.
I went on that show. I was like, I didn't see anything, no photos.
Mm-hmm.
They said we didn't have any photographer from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But she sends me some other stuff. I'm like digging, you know, digging.
Mm-hmm.
Other people who perform there.
Yeah.
And they got a hell of people. Like, it's actually a big-ass festival they, mm-hmm, have.
It's crazy they didn't have no pictures.
Yeah, it's a big-ass festival.
Yeah.
So I was just like, yep, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Another goal would be to be at a Capitol Hill block party.
Mm.
You know, spend a banging house set and bring in some rap and go back in the house like I did at Emerald City Gala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another goal.
Yeah.
Another goal of mine would be to start producing again. Right. And I got a whole bunch of unfinished stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to give my money to a master engineer, have a master out for me,
mm-hmm,
and start dropping some quality. I'm a perfectionist, and that's my downfall when it comes to producing, but
mm-hmm,
it can also turn out very well.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
I feel like music itself is like, it's crazy because like it's its own art form itself and it's invisible. Mm-hmm. Like we can only really hear it. That's the only way to say if it's filthy or not, just based off our ears.
That's true. And once you start bobbing to it, there's mm-hmm. ain't nothing nobody can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes we're our biggest critics.
Yeah.
So you have to silence that.
That's facts. And then, just I'll say, outside of being a being a DJ, I guess what do you do to keep your mind straight and keep a level head?
Man, so I guess I go out, you know, maybe every week. Mm-hmm. I don't have to,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting to that point where I'm just like, I've done what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
My name's in the right areas. Mm-hmm. They're speaking positive of me.
Mm-hmm.
I can only hope so.
Mm-hmm.
So stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, also sobriety. Practicing moderation. When you're mm-hmm. a DJ, some people are going to be drinking a lot. They're mm-hmm. around all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to practice sobriety because you're going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you spend money. Most of us Americans, we spend money on what? Alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And especially Seattle, a whole bunch of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we got all these other legal things they can
mm-hmm.
do now.
Mm-hmm.
A certain amount. Yeah. So me, it's just like it's alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to 3 months sobriety break. Sobriety break was amazing. Slept better. Right. People don't understand. Like, when you stop drinking, uh-huh. you don't wake up at night all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that was the best thing ever. It was the best sleep I ever had. And now I'm like, yeah, now I might just do another sobriety break mm-hmm. and just kick back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you meet so many different people,
mm-hmm.
you know, with people who drink a lot, people who don't drink. Mm-hmm. You're talking to people who aren't drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You might be talking to somebody who might be a business owner and they're just not talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't talk about that with anybody else who's drinking.
Yeah.
It may be some totally different conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's true. That is true.
So if you stop or if you don't drink for it now, you might meet somebody totally different. Mm-hmm. And that's like one of the craziest things mm-hmm. I've, you know, been actually able to witness. Because mm-hmm. that's just actually true. Yeah. Someone told me that. And that's my partnership that I have with No Bad Days.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you're going to meet someone totally different people.
Yeah.
Compared to when you're drinking.
Yeah.
Because you're walking around habitually drinking something, you mm-hmm. know, you get like an non-alcoholic can if you're stuttering mm-hmm. shit. And, you know, once you get past that phase,
mm-hmm.
you know, your body just starts getting relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you start, you know, talking differently or
mm-hmm.
you hold yourself differently.
Yeah.
Some people even judging for not even drinking,
mm-hmm.
which I have, which is actually wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, dude was like, you're crazy for not drinking. What are you, 18? Like, what? Yeah. Where's your drink at?
Dude, they're trying to peer pressure you to drink.
Dead ass. I'm just like, yo, how old are you? This guy was like 30 years old.
Yeah, damn.
And I was like, are you really like trying to pressure me to
pressure
drink?
Me to drink for real?
Right? A different occasion, dude was calling me crazy for not drinking. I'm drinking a Red Bull can.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah. And by the way, Red Bulls are like $7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real. Those shits are expensive itself.
$7 for a Red Bull? Dude, like an actual, like one of them 8 ounce can? Yeah. It's actually crazy.
Taxi.
That's like $2 at a gas station mm-hmm. or a corner store.
No,
that's here. It's capitalism, right?
Mm-hmm. No, that's fucking facts. That's facts. And then just looking at, because you said you had Got Brothers that seen like the rap game
mm-hmm.
and seen how it went up and down and stuff. And I guess through your perspective, what have you seen through like the Seattle, just the music scene itself? Like, has it been on a steady rise? Has it been doing, like, how's that Seattle music scene been?
I see it as welcoming. Mm-hmm. Welcoming of depending on who you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody else, you know, they have this this aura of, you know, I'd say this veil, say the right way, it's like selfishness,
mm-hmm.
but a community toward, you know, who they want to support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll, don't get me wrong, your community is going to get help you thrive in mm-hmm. the best way.
Mm-hmm.
But if, let's say, I come up to somebody, I'm trying to talk to them, but kind of standoffish a little bit,
yeah.
you know, or I try talking to somebody or they might, you know, kind of blow me off.
Mm.
Or I'm trying to talk to them and somebody else comes in that they actually care about.
Mm.
You know, blow me off. I'm just some, you know, trying to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
on some regular shit, yeah.
You know, some things happen like that. Or you can have your haters, you know, because you're doing something that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you can have those mindsets. So if something's happened like that, you know, I tell people like, oh, if you get treated like that or in some aspect, you know, it's just, everyone has moved. It's not them. It's not them. Yeah. So it's, you kind of just got to go. If you're hungry, you're hungry. Mm-hmm. You go, be like, hey, when's your next show? Mm-hmm. Leave it at that. Go to the next show. Because I see your face around, like, oh, damn, I remember this guy. He said something. You might not remember, but he might.
That's facts.
So the scene can be, I mean, everybody has their own motives. Mm-hmm. We're all individuals. We all, you know, live and breathe the same air. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you can't let what I said in the beginning mm-hmm. hold you back.
Yeah.
So you're either going to learn from it, grow from it, keep pushing and keep hustling, mm-hmm. or you're going to keep making the same excuses, like, oh, the rap game is this, or it's this way, or it's that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Be who you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give off that aura, you give off that, you're going to get that back in return.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody here from Kent through North Seattle,
mm-hmm.
we don't know what they've been through,
mm-hmm.
how they hold themselves.
Yeah.
So you got to break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to do it in a welcoming way.
Yeah. It's all about energy.
You got to do it in a welcoming way. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, you know, it takes a while to trust you. Well, shit, come out to the show. If that's what mm-hmm. it takes, come out to the show. Yeah. All right. Well, mm-hmm. hey, you don't believe in me. You don't hear what I'm talking about? Well, shit, I'll put some money in your pocket. Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm. No, that's facts.
There's good.
Gotcha. And then just to wrap things up soon, what would you say? Actually, it could be like either two questions or two questions in one. If you could either tell yourself some advice when you were younger or how could I say? So, yeah, first one. What's some advice that you would ask or tell yourself when you're younger?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your message to the youth?
My message to the youth is, you know, that's a good question. My message to the youth would be, take your time. You know, everybody has it differently. Everyone has different waves. Mm-hmm. Some people move at a steady path. Some people move in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to be able to silent that negativity or embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the good and bad, because the good things are gonna be even better.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what anything I can tell myself would be, don't stop. Nah, that's not it. What would I tell myself, man? Mm-hmm. What would I tell myself? Listen to my damn self. Because everybody does not have your best interests.
Yeah.
You know, everybody does not have your best interests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, sucks to say, but also not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because also everybody, you know, they think about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might intertwine what they're thinking with what you're wanting.
Yeah.
That's and it doesn't have to be in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to look out for yourself the best way possible.
Oh, I think that's...
And it also goes toward, like, the youth. Mm-hmm. You know, have your best interests.
Mm-hmm.
But also take in what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be at a mass or a micro.
Yeah. No.
Just utilize it.
That's facts. I feel like those are both, like, good messages, though. Within itself, you know, two part question. You gave two different answers, and I feel like shit. A lot of game within that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then shoot, I mean, what's some upcoming events that you got?
Well, shit, I got about five actually. Right. This Friday, I'm gonna be at the after hour spot, the mm-hmm. Wave Garden. I think it's near Queen Anne, if I'm correct. Definitely. Going toward Ballard.
Yeah.
It's a dope ass spot, man. I got the atmosphere is amazing. Yep. So last week I had an after party for BTSM.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one, that's that this Friday, and I have a residency at Trinity in the Red Room, 21 and up in their bar area.
Okay.
We're playing them, but deep house. I'll have myself, I'll introducing somebody new,
mm-hmm.
and I'll have somebody, you know, who's experienced.
Gotcha.
I like to have somebody new mm-hmm. so they can learn something.
Mm-hmm.
That's also one of the things I'm doing for Leap of Faith.
No, that's good.
So that's that. The 9th, the 8th and 9th, and mm-hmm. on the 16th, I'll be back at Trinity again with another deep house set.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for another DJ who's new, experienced, mm-hmm. a new inexperienced one.
Yeah.
And Robert Goodass and I playing some deep house.
Yeah.
And then on the 22nd, I'll be at VU in their basement, which is super filthy, by the way. I'll be doing a tech house set with a synth wave with Cole Sergeant. I feel their DJs. And then back there again, upstairs in the Hype Beast room, Food of Faith, my brand. You know, it's had my year back last month, two months ago. And we'll be at VU. The second, this will be the third club that we're having our venue in. And wanted to make a big statement and be like, damn, we want these guys back. So every time I have an event, I want to make a statement and I want people to come, you know, show out, especially when it comes to clubs. You know, because when it comes to clubs, you know, you either. Either float or you sing. Yeah, right? That's what I got up from whole March.
Yeah, I feel five that. Things. You busy as fuck. Goddamn. He said boom, 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 boom.
Another it's busy. Yeah, and busy. It's going to be the ones, it's going to be tiring as hell, because the one's going to tire me out the most is going to be the after hour spot. Because my set's not until 3. No, it's not until.
What time?
Two to 3 a.m. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Man, that's real after hours, bro.
Yeah, it's
bro.
After hours. After hours, but the other ones, they start from they go from 9 to 2 a.m. I don't have an hour set.
Damn.
Hour set's cool, man.
Working though,
it's cool.
Steady working,
it's good. I had to download, I actually got down a whole bunch of music actually. Maybe like I'm gonna need at least 150 songs or 200. I get 200, I'm good for the whole month when it comes to like Deep House, Tag House. I need about maybe 80 songs, maybe 60 new songs. Probably recycling some old stuff in the past, because you know, once you get past all that, all this stuff that's dropped, it's kind of like you gotta just kind of just play the some of the new stuff, on some old stuff. We gotta find a new way to mix it in.
No, that's shit. Sounds like an eventful March, bro.
Yeah, it is.
And then shoot, where can they find you on Instagram, TikTok, and everything?
You guys can find me on Instagram at vxkesh underscore. When it comes to Twitter, you can find me at vxkey. 100. SoundCloud, it is Vita K underscore. And actually, I'll send that to you. She can post that. It'll be right under here.
Yeah, we'll put
that's kind of filthy. You can edit, the shit right there. Yeah, like, boom. It. You got the Twitter, you got the Instagram, and you got the SoundCloud. That's all I got.
Hey, shit, bro.
Thank you.
Shit. Hopefully, Cuddy's got some game from it. I mean, I feel like you dropped some gems. Cuddy's want to become a DJ or some shit. Hopefully you guys watch this. Or shit, whatever you guys are trying to be on. Shit, till next time. Catch you guys. Peace.
Deuces.
All right, man.